Okay, so now that you have everything set up, you probably have a couple of questions like, what language am I going to use? How do I get everything set up? What is a server? What is a client? Things like that. So today we're going to just, flow through and just talk about what are keywords and how things are used and how you should think about the languages and their fundamentals. So basically, we'll just talk about keywords for a second. Keywords are already predefined terms. So they have definition, meaning that in the documentation of the language or projects, you'll find that they have different keywords. So when you look up these keywords, you will see that they have some type of action, or they do something, or it's reserved for a certain function. So let's just say, for instance, in JavaScript, there is a fetch API. You don't have to understand that right now, but just know that you can't use the word fetch because it's already reserved to do something. You didn't have to write that code. It's already in the world out there, if you will. It's already amongst servers and everything, so that command is already out there. You just need to know how to call on it when you need it. So in other programming languages, like when you define a function in JavaScript, you have to write the word function, then the name of it, and then the curly braces and parentheses, and then enter your code. And that is what we call syntax, because it's the way that you have to write it in order for the computer to understand it. So like, if you wrote a sentence and you don't put the subject, I mean, you could if you want, but you don't put the subject at the end of the statement. Normally, you address the object first in that statement, in cases, you know what I mean. So you'd have your subject and your predicate, and then at the end of that subject and predicate, you could put a period on it, you could put an exclamation point, you could even turn it into a question with a question mark. But in programming, you want to full stop things, we put a semicolon. That would be in the language of JavaScript. So basically, I mean, that's pretty much how you would look at these predefined words. Again, you don't make them up. They are already defined, and in the documents of that programming language or framework or library, it shows you how to get access to them. So you might have to do some importing, exporting, things like that. So when you get these keywords in your head, I want you to think of things that kind of make sense, like when we import export things. So when you import something, you have that has to come from somewhere, say like a shipping container or something, and you put in a box, I don't know, it's a box full of chocolates, and the information about the chocolates are inside that particular container. So we bring this over into our program, and then we would say that we're importing data from that container into our program. And inside of it may have various functions and things like recipes for a chocolate chip cookie batch, or recipes for a butter pecan cookie. So, and depending on how you would name these functions, you could import them into your JavaScript program and utilize them to, let's say, a function called make cookies. And then we'll use that particular import that we imported from our container, if that makes sense. To those cooking fans out there, you know. Hey, so yeah, so again, and there are tons and tons of keywords out there. So again, when you look at code and you see it on the screen, I'm not going to say that all of it's, not handwritten, but most of it is predefined words that have meaning, and they're already kind of, they're invoked, meaning that they're already called upon. And put into use when you call on them. So like when you, like just like in Python, when you make a variable or something like that, in that case, it automatically knows what to do with that variable, if you will, if that's what you, like it knows the difference between a number and a string. Versus in other languages, you have to be explicit. You have to tell it that this is going to be an integer, which is a number, or a string of characters. So each programming language is different. So when you get into it, you kind of like learn the jargon. People say, or other coders or programmers, you want to call it, they'll get into saying, oh, what kind of programming do I do? I do like asynchronous programming or multi-level, multi-threading, stuff like that, or non-blocking, things like that. Don't get caught up in it. Just go for what you know. And you learn these keywords slowly but surely. So again, if you have your notebook out, you know, and you have it, and you're just taking some notes and just write down that keywords are already predefined words that are already invoked in the program somewhere. It's already been written in the program, and then all you have to do is call upon it. Like if you want to print something from to your console in your JavaScript, so you would console log and write in parentheses what you want to log out, or you would pass something through it. So that's what you can look at, the parentheses like that too. It's kind of like sidetrack a little bit, but the parentheses, like I said, it's like that game of I can't think of it, Pong or something like that, Planko, that was on The Price is Right, and you just drop it down, but you're in control of the way that it falls down to the bottom. And you know, for that you already won, versus you waiting to see what you win at the, you know, at the bottom of the board there. So you are in control of the pieces here. So again, keywords are words that are already defined in the program, and therefore you do not have to do anything but use them. And some things are like, you know, like fundamental, like some we have like conditional statements where, you know, you can't use the words like if and then else and then, things like that. You can't use those words because they're already predefined and already have function in use, you know. So so basically, again, I just want you to take it slow. And if you decide to, you know, advance further and look up more about keywords, and again, this goes for all program languages, okay? So even when you look at certain ones in documentation, and this is real quick because I'm getting short on time, even in documentations, you have where you see it, like the words kind of typed in code and it might have a definition. And I think in a future video, I'm going to show you how to read documentation too as well, because it makes sense to understand that part too. So and you got to have an open mind when you're looking at documentation, because your eyes cross, and you know, people, you know, when you're getting to, a lot of people get into this stuff and that's where they give up at, because it's a lot of reading. But you can pick up, you know, the things that you need to as you, you know, learn, so you don't have to chunk it in all at the same time. But that being said, I'm going to get out of here, and that's it. And again, just remember, keywords are already predefined words that you do not have to make up. You just have to use in your code.